Fuspa. Fusparats. I el vatei queda allà.
Hello and welcome to the new episode of Movie Prism, and today we have reviewed a Telugu movie, Pushpa, now streaming on Amazon Prime. Directed by Sukumar after his famous outing Rangasthalam, Pushpa is a mass masala action flick starring Allu Arjun and Rashmika Mandanna. Pushpa aka Pushparaj is one of the daily wage workers in Seshachalam forest, whose duty is to chop down red sandalwood trees and sell it by kilo to the people in power who controls the red sandalwood syndicate. The woods from here is exported to other countries like Japan illegally, and there is millions of money in question here, which attracts everyone right from the politicians to the cops and mafia leaders. This kind of wood is grown only in these forests, and apparently it's not available anywhere across the world. In the initial scenes, we are shown how Pushpa slowly rises up the syndicate ladder and learns the tricks of the trade in a very fast way. In this process, we are shown a lot of logic-defying stunts and activities which might dispel the word disbelief. The syndicate is ruled by many players including the Reddy brothers and the main man Mangalam Srinu, who runs most of the trade and makes tons of profits. Pushpa gains everyone's confidence on his way up, and he now is rich and famous and gets everyone to listen to him, as he's a perfect knack to dispose of the wood and at the same time not getting caught by the forest officers or cops. So much that Pushpa starts generating more profit than anyone else, and this makes everyone happy in the syndicate and allows him to rule. In parallel, we're also shown how bad a childhood Pushpa had and how for many years he has been yearning for a surname, as he was born to his mom when she was a mistress to a local landlord. Pushpa is also in love with the local damsel Srivalli, played by Rashmika Mandanna. Srivalli in today's world is a perfect example of how to show women in bad light. How stalking a beautiful girl like her is still considered okay in the society, and how end of the day, women is fully dependent on a man for her survival. It's high time movies get away with such old-fashioned scenes and song sequences which makes us cringe. Samantha again is only in the movie for an item number when the syndicate chiefs gather to celebrate. Still, it is a show of one man, Allu Arjun, who is phenomenal with the accent, style of walking with the raised shoulder and the swagger which he carries with Elan. He is a single source of reason which makes this movie worth watching and gets us entertained. He is fearless, hard, never vulnerable, and destroys anyone in his way. Towards the end, when we have Pushpa ruling and close to his wedding with Srivalli, enters Banwar Singh Shekhawat, played by Fahad Fasil, who threatens to crush the system built by Pushpa, and we are asked to hang in during the final confrontation scene as we have the second part on its way. Pushpa offers nothing new. It's a story of an underdog who rises to phenomenal powers using his brain and brawn. There is hardly anything to offer, but the filmmaking, the raciness, and the shots are what it makes the movie a great entertainer. The VFX is a mess in many places. It seemed dodgy and looked like sore patchwork. Cinematography and the slow motion action sequences are brilliantly shot and choreographed, which makes us super hooked to the movie. Pushpa Rise makes us wait for the part 2, just because you have a delicious encounter in waiting between Allu Arjun and Fahad Fasil all set to explode. Pushpa is mass masala. Leave your mind and logic at home, you will have fun with this. Movie Prism rating 3.5 out of 5. Thank you for listening. Stream reviews anytime, anywhere. Reach us at movieprism@gmail.com. Also, follow us on our Insta handle, movieprism.